Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kevin Kester, talking fake meat. Back with Kevin in just a moment.
With abuse of prescription drugs at a crisis level, it's irresponsible to grant unsupervised prescription authority to advanced practice nurses, a class of providers who can get their degrees entirely online. We need doctors leading healthcare teams. Let your legislators know that for your family, you want higher standards. The legislature should not grant privileges through legislation that were not earned through education. Call your legislators today and tell them doctors should lead healthcare teams. Go to degreesofcare.com to take action. That's degreesofcare.com.
Coming up Friday, March 1st, it's Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 466 Angus and 54 Hereford bulls that'll be selling. You can attend the sale in person at the ranch in Yukon, or you can bid in real time on liveauctions.tv or at Superior Video Livestock Auction. You can go to www.expressranches.com for complete information about the Spring Bull Sale, including the sale book and sale videos. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 1st, 12 noon. Our report today, a service of American Angus Association, America's Breed. He's the immediate past president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Kevin Kester, a California rancher representing the cattle industry on a fake meat forum, a forum looking at cell-based meat products. Kevin Kester says that this is something that the cattle industry's had their eye on for well over a year now, and they're pleased to see some progress being made between FDA and especially USDA on the regulatory oversight.
We've got a gentleman's agreement between the Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Agriculture on regulatory oversight, and the FDA will handle the pre-market ingredient analysis and those types of things. USDA is going to be responsible for the marketing and labeling claims, which is good because under USDA rules, all those marketing and labeling claims have to be pre-approved before these products hit the market. That's what we want. And at the same time, we want the Food Safety Inspection Service under USDA to handle the day-to-day food safety inspection processes for any lab-based products coming out in the future.
Because there's been a lot of conversation about exactly what this is going to end up being called, whatever the products are. And I know that NCBA has been urged and been talking a lot about making sure that some of the names that are traditionally tied to red meat are not associated with this cell-based product.
Yeah, we want to play by the rules. We want a clear and level playing field, and there's already definitions on the books under several statutes of what defines meat, defines other things. And so we're kind of in a holding pattern on that aspect of it, because these products in the labs are still under research and development, and it's under the cloud of that proprietary information. So we don't know for sure exactly what the lab processes and the ingredients are going to be for these lab-based cell-cultured products whenever they come out on the market, whether it's 2 years or 5 years or whenever. So we've got to wait till those processes get more defined, and then we can go after the more definitive labeling once we know what those products actually are.
I guess and there are a lot of question marks about, this is where we're talking about a comparison between something grown in the lab and a product that comes from a living, breathing, walking animal that is a muscle that's been exercised and that's helped develop the characteristics of the meat that we're producing.
Yeah, and so there are several states that have developed initiatives. A couple of states have actually passed state laws. Numerous other states are in the process of investigating and having that discussion of state regulations on what defines meat. And so I think through those processes, we'll probably get some court case decisions deciding on what more of the defined definition of what's going to be able to be called meat or not meat or whatever the nomenclature is going to end up being. It's going to play out through a court process, unfortunately.
And at least one observer of the conversation over fake meat or clean meat, whatever you want to call it, Dan Bossi, says it's a nice dream, but he's not sure that it's ever going to happen.
I remember early in my career, we used to dream about something called cellulistic ethanol. And we could do it really, really well in a test tube, but when we tried to scale it, it was pretty difficult. And so when we talk about industrialized or clean meats or some of those kind of things, we can do them in test tubes. We can maybe do it a little, but scaling them, when you think about the logistics of amino acids and all the water and other things that would have to happen, it's really tough.
Dan Bossi with Ag Resource. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2019 Bull Sale, Saturday, March 2nd at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special guests this year include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, selling 88 Angus, Simmental, and Sim-Angus bulls. Semen tested and fully guaranteed. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com, www.mcsauction.com, or call 405-382-7678, 405-382-7678.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.